Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is KDK Radio 1020. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. We just spoke with Senator Pat Toomey earlier this hour. Now we have Senator Bob Casey.
From the Democratic Party, United States Senator Casey represents Pennsylvania along with Senator Toomey, and he's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome back to KDK. Good morning, Senator.
Great to be with you guys. Thank you.
Let's start by getting your thoughts on the process that was very quick to confirm and now already sworn in Amy Coney Barrett. You voted against that along party lines. What didn't you like about Ms. Barrett for justice?
Well, part of it is, I think the substance of it and part of its process, the substantive concerns I had are rooted in the organizations that have really chosen the last three justices, the Federalist Society and the Heritage Foundation. These are far-right organizations. They decide who gets nominated. Simple as that. And the president said that during the campaign that he'd only pick from a list developed by them. And I just don't want a Supreme Court that's governed or has a far-right majority based upon those far-right groups. I mean, Heritage Societies called unions cartels, for example, and I don't think anyone wants a Supreme Court that extreme. It'd be different if it were a mainstream organization making that decision. So in essence, the president's choice is just ratifying what these groups want, and they're all determined, the president, the Senate Republicans, and these far-right organizations that chose Judge Barrett, they're all determined to strike down the Affordable Care Act. The reason, and this is the problem,
Senator Bob Casey, we'll try to get his call back on here shortly.
Phone connection.
Okay. Yeah, he was talking about now Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, who was just confirmed by the Senate in a 52-48 vote on Monday. Went pretty much right along party lines. Excuse me. Went right along party lines there. And Senator Casey.
Yeah, I think we have the senator back. So
right, very good.
We'll bring up Senator Casey. No.
Okay, so Amy Coney Barrett, the senator was talking about the partisan groups who had put forth or helped to develop the president's list of potential nominees for Supreme Court vacancies should they open up. And the president has had three nominees confirmed to the Supreme Court, which is very rare. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, though. Okay, we have the senator joining us here.
Senator, thank you. I don't know. It must have been Russian influence of some sort.
You must have. We got dropped off there. But the point I made was the organizations that chose her and then President Trump ratified that are groups that are opposed to the Affordable Care Act, and I think they got a lot of far-right views that I don't think most Pennsylvanians agree with. But the process part is they want to get her there for the argument on the 10th of November, and that's the case that will strike down the Affordable Care Act. I think it's highly likely, if not a certainty, that she'll vote to strike down the act, and that means that over 200,000 people in 15 southwestern Pennsylvania counties will lose health care, not to mention a few million people in southwestern Pennsylvania will not have protections for pre-existing conditions. So The rush process was to get her there for that argument, because if she missed the argument, she wouldn't be able to cast a vote on the court on that case.
Senator Casey, you mentioned the groups that help, the partisan groups that help the president form his list of nominees. But Justice Amy Coney Barrett said that she will do her job without any fear or favor, and that she will do so independently of both political branches and her own preferences. So she seems like a pretty independent person. The Supreme Court justices used to be a competency vote, up or down, was she competent or not. Now they're very divisive hearings. It sounds like that you just didn't agree with the groups that put her name forward. Was she competent or not?
Sounds like we lost.
All right.
So go ahead. We got you back, Senator.
I said her philosophy is far right as well, and I'm very worried about the Affordable Care Act. I think that's the principal concern that I have. Look, even on Medicare, she couldn't say whether, you know, anything positive about the Medicare program, which is hard to comprehend. I mean, if that isn't the legislative equivalent of a super precedent, I don't know what is. So people will disagree with my decision, but I don't support these nominees that are far right. And Republican presidents used to appoint conservatives, not people on the far right.
So, Senator, let's talk about the sanctity of the election process here in the state of Pennsylvania. We seem to be the state that may decide this presidential election. How confident and comfortable can people be that their votes will be counted legitimately in this election?
I think they can be very confident because of what's happening at the, especially at a local or a county level. People in both parties that run county courthouses take this responsibility seriously, whether they're run by Republicans or Democrats. But I would urge people that might have a ballot in their hands right now not to mail it. I think it's probably too late to mail it. In fact, we're going to be talking today about mail that's been backed up in the Lehigh Valley processing center that affects a large part of Pennsylvania. So if you have a ballot today, and this goes for someone in either party, I would make sure that you drop it off, make sure you get it in the hands of the election officials through a drop box or going to other sites. But putting a ballot in the mail right now is probably going to be too late.
I asked Senator Toomey a similar question moments ago. The election season ends on Tuesday. Will you be able to deliver Pennsylvania for Joe Biden?
Well, I will not deliver it.
That was his answer as well.
Well, at least you agree on that together.
We do. No, I think Joe Biden's going to carry Pennsylvania. It's been basically a 3-point state in presidential races for 20 years, starting in 2000 forward. So it's a close state. I imagine this will be close, but I think he'll win. And the principal reasons are the two big issues, right? The verdict that people will render on how the president's handled the virus, I think he failed on that. And certainly the job issue is still the economic crisis and the jobs crisis. I mean, just in southwestern Pennsylvania, 150,000 people were out of work in the month of August. And Joe Biden not only has a plan on both of them in terms of a jobs and economic plan and a plan to tackle the virus, but he's someone whose word you can depend upon. The president, my God, look at what he's saying on the trail today. Everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. I mean, he can't even tell the truth for two paragraphs.
Yep, that sounds like Senator got cut off again.
Did you hang up on him?
No, I did not.
I know, I'm just kidding.
You just lost the call.
Some sort of a bad connection there. That's unfortunate because I did want to ask him. There's two things coming up, Larry, that we wanted to ask him about, and that is, you know, the FBI reviewing the hard drive and the phones of the former business partner of Hunter Biden, and also censorship of information, because there's a major tech companies will be in the hot seat today on Capitol Hill as a senator's, Senate Commerce Committee talks to media giants, social media giants.
Hopefully this is the center. We just want to finish up and have a chance to ask him also about the stimulus the status of the stimulus package for Americans who are waiting to find out if they can get, you know, financially some help soon. And we know it's not going to be before the election. We have Senator Bob Casey back. Senator, let's ask about the stimulus package. Senator Toomey blames Nancy Pelosi for politicizing it and purposefully holding it off till after the election. People are waiting for financial help. What is the status of getting more stimulus right now, in your opinion?
Well, look, obviously there wasn't an agreement between the Speaker and Secretary Mnuchin. I think there was a lot of effort put into that. They didn't reach an agreement. But look, the problem here from day one, and I say day one, I mean starting in May, was that Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, and if you're interested, I blame him, just to be blunt about it. But look, he did nothing on this issue in May, June, July, August, September, and October. But when it came to a Supreme Court vacancy, he was ready to move heaven and earth to get it done by Election Day. Mitch McConnell wasn't even in the room negotiating. You have the Democratic Speaker and the White House in the room negotiating. McConnell's not even there. And he kept saying, every time they asked him about it, he said, it's not going to happen. We can't do it. So the blame, I think, is squarely there. It's rare for me to say the White House was trying to be constructive here. They seemed to at least be putting the time in. Maybe the president wasn't, but at least Mnuchin was. But Mitch McConnell was nowhere to be found and did nothing in all those months when the unemployment rate was skyrocketing in our state. It's above 500,000 now, and it was above 800,000 for part of the summer. But all those months when the virus was raging, and we knew the virus was coming back, everyone knew that. You don't have to be a scientist to know that. And the economic calamity was getting worse, unemployment insurance running out, all these things happening, and Mitch McConnell is just confirming judges and then rushing a Supreme Court nominee. So I blame him 100%.
Senator, the FBI is reviewing a hard drive and the phones of a former business partner who says that denials of knowledge are a lie. What is the buzz in the Senate regarding the allegations of Joe Biden's involvement in his son's business dealings?
Look, I think most people in the Senate see this for what it is. I think there are a few Republicans in the Senate, very few, who are very partisan, who are trying to use this as a way to kind of rescue the president's campaign, but most people see it for what it is. It's a smear campaign by the president and a huge network of his enablers to smear Joe Biden. It's a lie. Most people know that, but I agree with what Ted Cruz said, and you never hear me say that again probably, but Ted Cruz said this will have no impact on the election. I think he's right.
Senator, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you, and we'll talk again. And stay safe.
Guys, same to you, and thank you. And it was my phone that messed this up, so I'll make it up to you.
No. That's okay. No problem.
Thank you, Senator. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.